to demonstrate now something. But if you're not demonstrating, you're just doing a mitzvah, which is zechel aner, so then you're not mechayev women. But perhaps over here the story is like this. There are two yesodos of the chiyuv that I say, but one is zechel aner, one is zechel hasedah that they had. If it's only zechel hasedah, that women would not be mechayev. Then the other mechayev is that we do hasedah lefarsemus aner, to demonstrate that we are bnei chayev now. But to demonstrate that we are bnei chayev, and the Rav Yoh is right, but that doesn't make any sense, because normal people, wealthy millionaires, don't eat their hasedah. They choke when they eat their hasedah. You find it very uncomfortable. So mitam, if he is pirsumi niso, we all accept the Rav Yoh. But mitam, the other mechayev of zechel aner, so that only applies to the men and not to the women, because it's the mitzvah says it has man grama. And no shemanat mechayev mitam zechel aner. The women would only be mechayev if it would be pirsumi niso. This is a question whether this teretz of the Chantreis and Ramesh and Salvechik is really strong. Because the Gemara in Teretz called Kista in the end of Masech HaShabbos comments that when the Mon came down, there were two Nisim. There was an S that occurred that there was Lecha Mishnah on Friday. There was twice as much Mon came down on Friday than the rest of the week. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu, what's it all about? So Moshe Rabbeinu told them that the man will not come down on Shabbos, and this man, normally when they left over the man for the next morning, it would be destroyed, it would be spoiled. And now they left over the man until Shabbos, it wasn't destroyed, and they ate it on Shabbos. Now Shabbos, they told him, Nechlu Hayom to Shabbos, Hayom Hashem, Hayom Lotim Suhu Basodah. So the more comments on the fact that it says three times the word Hayom, Nechlu Hayom to Shabbos, Hayom Lotim, Hayom Lotim Suhu Basodah. Why is it repeated? Why is it mentioned three times? It's a remez for the Shabbos Shabbos. That they ate three sudas. In other words, the man, a double portion of the man, normally every day they ate, they divided the man in two parts, and they ate one part for breakfast, one part for supper, and they didn't eat much. Now on Friday, they got the double portion of man, so they divided it into four parts instead of into two parts. So they ate one part in the morning of Friday. The other part they ate at night, that was sudas leil Shabbos. So they ate two parts. They ate on Shabbos morning and on Shabbos Shabbos. So that's why the Gemara has two takanas. The Rabbanon. Usually it's going to be three takonis the Rabbanon. One takon is Echel Amon. One takon is that you should have Lecha Mishnah. You say I'm not you have a Lecha Mishnah. One takon that you read Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos, all Zechel Amon. All Zechel Amon. Some say that it's a Din Deraisa, it's not a Din Derabbanon. That the Shalosh Shudas are Din Deraisa. But the Pashuk Shad, the Shalosh Shudas are the Rabbanon. So the Rabbi Netan is quoted by the Ran in Perek called Tisrei, where he's Mechadis that women are also Mechuyiv in Shalosh Shudas, and women are Mechuyiv in and Lecha Mishnah, that's the quote in the Shulchan Aruch also, because of the reason of pain, how you be your son. Just like by Abitosis and by Hasebe and by Mitzvah Megillah, and by Abitosis and Hashanah, we say women are Mechuyiv despite the fact that it's a Mitzvah Sefer Shazman Grama, and it should have been Pasha, but we say that the Mechuyiv because of Apen Hadi Yosan. But the same applies here by the two Mitzvahs that is Zechel and Nes. But the Ran there disagrees with the Rabbi Natan on the reason. He's not asking with the Din of the Rabbi Natan, but he disagrees with the reason. He says, what did Rabbi Natan have to give the reason of Apen Hadi Yosan Nes? What did he have to create so far? He could have said simply, because Kol She Yeshtem B'Shama, Yeshtem B'Zocha. The Gemara wants to know whether women are Mechuyiv in Kiddush. Kiddush should be a Mitzvah Sefer Shazan Grama, Noshim should be Turos. But the Gemara says no, that Kiddush is an exception to the rule, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed the Aseret HaDibur Har Sinai, he said Zrach HaVisham HaDibur Echad Nemu, he said them both at the same time, and that has the status of a Hekish. And you have two dinim written in the same passage as the Hekish, that you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaiming two dinim of Asachat, Mashayin HaPeh Yechel L'Dab V'en O'ezim Yechel L'Shmaya, that's a Kalvachem, that's a Hekish. You shouldn't say the word Kalvachem. Kalvachem is a different leader. That's for sure a Hekish. That's for sure a Hekish. If you have two dinim written on one pasuk, it's a hekesh. If you have two dinim proclaimed of Asachas, that certainly you're for sure that that's a hekesh. But the Gemara says, what's the hekesh? Kol sheyeshnu b'shamar, yeshnu b'zocher. Shamar means not to do malacha. Not to do malacha is a lav, a loy sesen. A loy sesen, even if it says mangrama, women are mechuyev, even the essay of Kiddush, we should have really been considered a mitzvah sesen shas mangrama. And women should have been exempt from. We don't apply that cloud here. We say, kol sheyeshnu b'shamar, yeshnu b'zocher. So the Rana understands this klal to mean that the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos is one, and it's mechayev and everything, and either it's relevant for you or it's not relevant for you. That's how the Tosis seems to say in Yevamos, in the beginning of Yevamos. Tosis is bothered with Akasha. Why do women have to check their clothes for Shatnez? Women should be exempt from the din of Shatnez. And these are the Tosis of Mar, that they're not. That women are not permitted to wear Shatnez. The Tosis says, why not? If you have written a one pasuk, Lois Tilbash, Zak and Semetish, the Yachter, Bilin Tarsim Cholab, Akampus, Sisal Shetachashabah. You have one din next to the other, and that's, I think it's in Tuxit, and I think it's in the same process. So it's in Chumish Dvorim, and Chumish Dvorim, not only the Darshan Hekish, a Hekish means you have two dinim with them, one person you Darshan Smuchim, if you have two dinim with them, Tuxitim, they're next to each other, so the Gemara says in Chumish Dvorim, the Gemara says in Yivamish, the first seven Gemara. In Chumish Dvorim, everybody's masking that you Darshan Smuchim. And the rest of the four Chumashim, the Reish is through Bamidbar, the Machlokes HaTanaim, we pass them, you don't Darshan Smuchim, you only Darshan Hekish. If you two dinim are written in the same parts of the Chumash Dvarim, you can darshan smuchim. So in Chumash Dvarim, darshan smuchim, but these two dinim are written one next to the other, so the Gemara says there's a relationship between the two. What's the relationship? So the Gemara gives the whole head, that's the source of the dinim, that's the declaration. And that's what we're doing during the Vamnitz. The whole thing is, when do you apply the Sugya of Aleho? When do you apply it to declaration? When do you not apply it to declaration? Let's say, my brother was married to my daughter, and my brother dies, and he leaves no children, so there's no din of Yibum. I'm not permitted to marry my daughter. The Gemara says, why not? Why don't you say Esther Dechal Oyster? So this should be a din of Yibum. The Gemara says, no, and the whole study, the whole discussion of Esther Dechal Oyster. So the Tosis there is bothered with this discussion. Now, as you see, the Gemara is darshaning the smuchim, the fact that the two dinim are written one next to the other. It teaches you written next to Kalayim, and it teaches you that there's a relationship and a connection to Hainu, that Esther Dechal Oyster, that you're permitted to put Kalayim in secret for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah. So why not darshan? Just like you darshan by Kiddush and Malacha, Kol Sheyeshtem Izeh, Yeshtem Izeh, to say, whoever, either say women should be mechuyav to wear tzitzit, should have the women wear talitha. The women should wear talitha. Can the Sabbath mark on a halmin like that so easily? Or the women should be permitted to wear shatnas? I think they do both. I think their women wear shatnas and they wear talitha. They hold like both halmin is okay. They hold like the both halmin. Both halmin. The person says, how come we Orthodox do everything wrong? We don't have the women wear tzitzis, and the women don't wear shatnas either. It's tachmanasha. He didn't say, because sheeshna the client, sheeshna the tzitzis, women should be equally obligated in tzitzis. Or he should say, since the women are exempt from tzitzis, because it's man rum, so the women should be permitted to wear shatnas. That's Tosfos Tzitzis. So the Tosfos Yishonim on the side of the page, the Tosfos is one page. Tosfos Yishonim is a different page. Tosfos Yishonim says, the only time you darshan, because sheeshna bezeh, yeshna bezeh, is like, for example, Kiddush and Malacha, because it's all bizman echot. What do you mean it's all bizman echad? So Rabbi they should say shatnas hayshan means like that. Like you said before, it's one kedushas hayam of Shabbos that asks mamalacha, and that's mechayiv in kiddush. Is the kedushas hayam relevant to you, or is it not relevant? If it is relevant to the women with respect to these mamalacha, then it has to be relevant also for women to be mechayiv in kiddush. If you want to say it's not relevant lagabi kiddush because it's bizman gramis, it shouldn't be relevant lagabi yisum mamalacha either. So that's what the hekish tells you. Because yeshem is a yeshem is there. That the nature of the kedushas hayam of Shabbos is one. It's one Kedusha Sayyam, that's Machayiv in all the Mitzvah Sayyam. But since the women, the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos does affect the women, our Kol Panim L'Chol HaPachas B'negir to Yisrael Malacha, it has to affect them also B'negir to Kiddush as well. So anything like Klein and Shatnas, what are you going to say? Women should be Mechuyiv in Kiddush, or the women should be exempt from the Yisrael of Klein, they should be permitted to wear Klein. No, that's not the way you darish in a part. The reason why Malacha and the reason why Malacha and Kiddush the darshan like that is because it's one Kedusha Sayyam. So the Ran seems to have understood the Drasha also, the way the Tosfos Yishonim understood, the way Rav Soloveitchik understood it, the Tosfos Yishonim understood it. The way Rav Soloveitchik interpreted it. That's what the Ran writes to Ferish and Kol Kisra. He says, Roha Yisorech, the Rabbi Natan didn't have to give the reason that the Mechayiv women in Shalashudas in Alecha Mishneh, because Afin Hoi B'yotah Nesel, Zecha Lamon, and the women also participated in Nesel Lamon. The Rabbi Natan, the Ran says, the Rabbi Natan should have said a simpler reason, that it's all one Kedusha Sayyam that's Mechayiv and everything. So the same Kedusha Sayyam that Asi is Mamalocha and that's Mechayiv women and Kiddush is Mechayiv and Shalashurus, Mechayiv and Lecha Mishneh. So they're Mechayiv and everything in Hilchos Shabbos. That's the time of the Ram. What's wrong with the reasoning of the Rabbi Natan? It could be the Ram held the reasoning of Rabbi Natan is incorrect. That you cannot apply Afin Hai B'yot HaNet to Shalashurus and to Lecha Mishneh because perhaps you hold that it's only Zechel in it. That's presuming it's so. When I sit on Shabbos and I eat Shalashurus, anybody watching will know right away, oh, the month. They're right away associated with the month. I eat Lecha Mishneh. They're right away associated with the month. No one can understand what it's all about. When you read a story of Purim, or when you're telling the whole Haggadah, and in conjunction with the Haggadah, you're drinking L'chaim four times, and you're saying brachas in conjunction, you're saying it's Yisrael and Shalom the whole time, Shabbat Alonu, and you're saying, L'chaim, 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 L And in the halo, you're saying, thank you very much, eat your time. The kiddush, you say, different time. So the whole time you're drinking these four l'chaims, like when you have a toast at a wedding. You say, l'chaim, l'chasim kalashay, have many happy years together. You're saying what the l'chaim is all about. You don't just, not like the shikurim and the sikh, they're not drinking l'chaim. They're just drinking to their misery, they're not drinking to anyone's happiness. So on Pesach night, you drink l'chaim, and we say what the l'chaim is all about. Or you madlik neres chani, you say, neres halon olam adlik, and you explain what it's all about. But on the Mishnah and on Shabbos Shudas, no one says anything what it's all about. So perhaps that's why the Ran held that it cannot be the Torah's Pistumimi, so the most it could be is Zechal and Nes. And perhaps that's why he disagrees with the Rabbi Natan. He holds that he can't be Machai women Mitam Aten Hadesh and Nes, like Zechal says, because it's only Zechal and Nes. Why doesn't the Rabbi Natan stay like the Ran? Why does Rabbi Natan give his reason? Perhaps he doesn't hold like that. Perhaps he holds the Ran is wrong. Perhaps he holds that the Ran is wrong. Perhaps he holds that that din in the Gemara of Kosh Yeshna Mishama Yeshna Mizocha doesn't mean that it's one Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos and it's either Mechayiv you and everything that's not Mechayiv you and anything, you can't split. Perhaps he holds not. So perhaps the Hekish of Zocha Mishama only means to relate and to connect together these two aspects, namely Kiddush with Isim Alocha only. The Moshul, the Gemara in Zocha speaks about being Kabbal Tosef Shabbos. A person is most of Mechol HaLakadosh. The Gemara Brachos has a question of one was most of Mechol HaLakadosh and he was Mechabal Shabbos early. He davened early, let's say. Rab Tolish or Shabbos, those Shabbos, are you permitted to be Yetzi Kiddush? Can you recite Kiddush during this Man of Tosef Shabbos? Maybe you should insist on waiting to fulfill the Mitzvah Kiddush to let the Tosef Kaham when it's really Shabbos, the arise of the Teres Vadai. Maybe it's not proper to fulfill the mitzvah kiddush during the period of the of Zman of Tosef Shabbos. The Gemara says no. That's Baloche, Rab Tolish or Shabbos. And the Gemara has the Ibai. Did he say kiddush? And the Gemara says yes. He recited kiddush. So what about other mitzvahs? Does the Gemara only mean to conclude that you can fulfill the mitzvah kiddush during the Zman of Tosef, or you can even fulfill additional mitzvahs during the Zman of Tosef? So those are three opinions in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that when you mekabel Yom Tov early on Erev Pesach, you can even eat the Korban Pesach early. You can be able to Pesach Matzah Maris Tzitzis. You can go to sleep before the sun sets. Go to sleep before Shkia. You be able to all the mitzvahs. The Pesach Rosh and Brachas called such an opinion. Pesach and Stach in the last parak says, no, that's out of the question. There is Zachos Habas of Balayla as that. Balayla has to be Balayla. Pesach and Rosh holds that Balayla doesn't mean Balayla to the exclusion of Erev Pesach during his manifest service. Balayla means to the exclusion of in the morning. You can't eat the Korban Pesach in the daytime of Pesach. You have to eat it. The Tchilat Knisat Kedusha Sayyam, that if you are Moses Mechel Al HaKadosh Yom HaKabal Yom Tekrami, so Chavar is good. So Mahajim and Mahajim, so you can come Pesach before the sun sets, and you're diligent. Because you have to wait till Balayla. And Pesach says no. Pesach understands the Navi Tzom Balayla means when it's night outside. But you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Morah and Abikosis and Sikis. You cannot fulfill these mitzvahs by Yom during this manifest Tzom Shabbos. But what about Tzila Shabbos and another Shabbos and Yom Tov? The Taisus holds that to do the Shabbos of the Yom Tov, he could fulfill during his man of Tosef. And Taisus has a third opinion. No. That he, not only on Pesach night can you not fulfill the mitzvah Pesach Matzah Marah, but Taisus and Tzitzis and Tzitzis and his man of Tosef. So he says, Yechon, Shabbos HaBalayla, Azeh Balayla, Velo Bayom. Even on every Shabbos of Yom Tov, he cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Tzitzis Shabbos of Yom Tov. That's what they quote in the Shulchan Aruch, that you should be machmer like that. So that opinion of Rabbi Yudah Chosin, I think, is good. And the Hilchah Shabbos is good. Taz Gimel, and Rabban told that it's proper to be machmer. What do you mean to be machmer? If the Gemara says that Rav used to daven Shal Shabbos, Dev Shabbos, and he said Kiddush all from the Bog Yom, so he said Kiddush, you have to have Kiddush the Makam Suda. You have to wash right away. It says in the Mishnah Berurah. A lot of people don't know this. So a lot of people say Kiddush, and then they drink the wine, and then they sit in the Shlush for a few minutes. And then they go to wash. So it says in the Mishnah Berurah, name of the Achrayim, that's not proper. You have to have Kiddush Mokum Sinimim immediately. You don't have to start running to wash as you're drinking down the wine. You drink the wine and you sit for half a minute or so till it goes down the till it lands. And then after it lands, then you're supposed to go quickly to proceed to wash until it's done. And that's supposed to have a whole conversation there. The Gemara says it's unhealthy. The Gemara says indifferent. It's unhealthy to eat such a drink standing, or even Peter, just while you're sitting, and then to jump up right away. So you sit for a moment. So to show how long are you supposed to sit? How long are you supposed to sit? I think the Maharil says that you're supposed to sit the length of time that it would, for health reasons, you sit the length of time that it would take you to recite the Brach HaKrein. If you had potato chips and the Brach HaKrein is going to function that short, so you don't have to sit so long. If you had wine, And the bracha achrayin is alat gefen, so then you have to sit a little longer. Okay, you sit a little longer for health purposes and then jump up and wash and throw it down. It's clear from the Gemara that you can start the suit off in the bod yom. If Rab told himself Shabbos erev Shabbos, then must Rab daven Meiriv early on Friday afternoon. And he said Kiddush also, so he said Kiddush in Kiddush Mokum Sudas, so he's going to wash and he's going to eat. So the Rishonim have a machlokes, did he finish eating the bod yom and he benched and that's it, he went to sleep before the sunset? Or no, he began to eat on erev Shabbos to fulfill the din of Kiddush Mokum Sudas, but he wasn't really yotze the suda. He wouldn't be yotze the suda with the bread with that he ate during the time of Tosef Shabbos. He would only be yotze the suda if he eats at Hazayis or yotze the Kibesa, whatever you have to eat for the suda Shabbos, after Shia, after Tosef Shabbos. So the Taz, well, so the Prophet needs to be marking for that opinion, that you're not yotze any of the mitzvahs hayoyim mibodyom. And in fact, that's what the Ramo has that also in Hilchos Sukkiah. Ramah says that the proper thing is that you shouldn't recite Kiddush unless Pesach, you don't say Kiddush before Pesach Echavim. So the Neitzit Kerem said, because the Kiddush is the first of the other curses, and you're not supposed to fulfill any of the Mitzvah Halayim and Bar Yom. You have to wait till after Pesach Echavim. What about, and Lel Shavuah, he says you don't make Kiddush until after Pesach Echavim, because you need Shmimah. And Lel Shoshana is the Yom Adin, so you don't want to be Moses Din. So we don't make Tosefis on Yom Kippur, you don't say Kiddush Echavim, so there's no time. And on Sukkot, each Yom Tov has a different reason why. So it comes out that you never say Kiddush Lo Yom. So it's a strange thing. And on Sukkot, the Ramah has a different reason why, because when you recite Kiddush, you say the Bracha Leisha Basukka, how can you say Leisha Basukka? Mevo Yom, since it's a Gzeira Shavah HaMishah to HaMishah to between Chag HaMatzis and Chag HaSukkot. And on Chag HaMatzis, you want to go to the Master and the Pesach and the Morah. And you see these two times in Abba Tov, Balai Lechit, say that the Chavim. So on Sukkot, night also, you're only going to the Mitzvah Achila Basukka, after Pesach Chavos. So therefore you shouldn't say Kiddush in Bol Yom, because our practice is, the Gemara says, if you say Leisha Bat Sukkah, the Gemara Leisha Bat Sukkah. So if you say the Bracha Leisha Bat Sukkah at the end of the Kiddush, you can't say the Bracha, because in the Bol Yom you can't fulfill the Mitzvah. So they quote, in the name of Rav Chaim, in the Divrei Chesed, they quote the Kasha in the name of Rav Chaim, why can't you say Kiddush in Bol Yom and say the Bracha Leisha Bat Sukkah? There is a Mitzvah to eat in Sukkah and Leil Sukkah, and Leil says, Bob, that's Exodus Shavah HaMishah HaMishah. So that taka, that mitzvah taka you only fulfill if you eat after Pesach Echavim, the same as Pesach Matzah Mon. But there's another mitzvah to eat in Sukkah all week long. The whole Shiva Tiyam and Mat Sukkah. So why shouldn't Erev Sukkah in Bod Yom when you're meant Leisach Mechayla La Kodesh? So true, that's not his man during which you can fulfill that particular mitzvah of Achila Leil Tezvav. Because not yet Tezvav. When you're meant Mechayla La Kodesh, you don't change the calendar date. It's still Yudalit, so it's not Balayla Zeh, but still it should be Loitvara from Hashanah Rabbe. Hashanah Rabbe said Bracha Leisha Basukka, so why can't you say Leisha Basukka in the Bod Yom when you're Metabol Tosefes Yom early? Why can't you say Leisha Basukka? Why are you going to have to say another Leisha Basukka later when it gets to take home? Why? You already said Leisha Basukka in Bod Yom for the mitzvah of eating in Sukkah Kol Shiva. That's what they said in the Yeshiva, that Rav Chaim is there. So the Divrei Yecheskel says he thinks that the territory, the Ramah is telling us you should be choshish for the opinion of the Rishonim hold that when you're Moshe Mechayla LaKodesh, Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov is only relevant for Isim of Ocher and Kiddush. That's all. The Gemara suffers whether you say Kiddush or not. Rab Davin, Rab Solish or Shabbos, El Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Ashayla, did he say Kiddush? And the Gemara says, yes, he did say Kiddush. Instead of interpreting that the suffix is regarding Shabbos Mitzvah Sayyim, is Tosefes Shabbos only the Gabi Melocha, or is it the Gabi all Mitzvah Sayyim? One can limit it and say, no, the suffix was, then again, the Shah Mitzvah Sayyam certainly not. So Tosefis does not affect that. So the Shah is, what about the negate to Kiddush? Maybe Kiddush is somehow closely linked up, closely related with Malach. And we'll come to the conclusion, yes, I'm all of Kiddush Ayyam, you can say Kiddush. But other mitzvahs, no. The Suda Mitzvah, Suda Shabbos, no. And no other mitzvahs can you fulfill. That's how the Divrei Yecheskel wants to take shots in the faces in Suda, some Daf Mem Dalet. The Tosefis says that even if your Moshe Mechayla, your Moshe Mechayla Lakodesh before Yom Tov, and Pesach Shavuot is the Moshe, but Tosefos seems to say that there wouldn't be any din of Simchas Yom Tov then. In the Mele, there wouldn't be any violation of getting married on in Atera during that period of time. There's a mitzvah on Yom Tov, there's a din of Simchas, so there's a mitzvah deraita to get married on Chol HaMoed. On Shabbos, each of them get married is only with the Rabbonim. When Kiddush got married on Shabbos, he got married to a Shiksa. place. When he got married on Shabbat, that was only that part was only the Rabbanan. The night of the Shiksa, that part was the right. But if he would have got married on Chalamoy, that would have been an Issa Deraita, the Gemara says. Why? Because it's a Machta Bechagecha, Veloy Bishtecha, and the Gemara has that one of the Makuras with the din of Amy Avinson for the Simcha. But that only applies to Yomtiv and Chalamoy. On Shabbos, there's no Chayva Simcha, there's no Mitzvah Simcha on Shabbos, there's no problem getting married on Shabbos. That's an Issa Derabbanan, a Gzeris Mechich Hamemcha. That is a Gzeris, you're not allowed to do business, Gzeris Shem Yichtov, so you're not allowed to get married, Gzeris Shem Yichtov also. But to get married on Shabbos, an Issa Derabbanan. To get married on Yomtiv and Chalamoy, that's an Issa Derayta. But what about to get married during the period of time of Tosefus Yomtiv? The Tosefus says that there's no Issa Derayta then. Because, why? Rabbi Cheskel once said, because there's no Tosefus doesn't say Yiferish, Rabbi Hanan Bachman has a different interpretation in that text. But the Rabbi Cheskel says, chat, that maybe the Tosefus means like this Rabbi Yirachon says, that none of the Mitzvahs Hayam are noise during the period of time of Tosefus, only Yisra Melacha and Kiddush, that's all. Why should Kiddush be, minus time Kiddush and all the other Mitzvahs Hayam, that Kiddush he can't fulfill during his Mana Tosefus, and the other Mitzvahs not? You can say that that's the Hekish, because Yesh and Misham, Yesh and Mizrach. Yeah, but what does that Hekish mean? So perhaps the deal in the Hekish is as follows. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, he says, Chosez, that the Chachamim instituted the laws of Mutzah for several reasons. He gives you one of the right that argues on the Rambam. What did he make up? A whole bunch of reasons. The Gemara has a different reason. But the Rambam has a whole series of reasons. So one of the several reasons that the Rambam gives is the following. There are some people who are retired, and they never work for a living. They never do any malachas all week long. A guy lives in a hotel. An older person lives in an old age home, and they cook all the meals and they clean the floors, and he doesn't have to lift a finger. He doesn't do any malachas all week long. So how will it be nikkur on Shabbat that he shavits in malachas? He doesn't do any malachas all week long. But the Rambam says, and we require a shvita hanikeres, because it says in Torah, man yonuach, man yonuach somehow implies that it should be shvita hanikeres, it should be noticeable that you're abstaining from malachas because today is Shabbat. So what? Well, things near it. Oh, so that's what the Rambam says? Something like that. No, that's a weird one. No. So the Rambam says, perhaps that's what the Chachamim instituted muktzah. That during the weekdays, even though he doesn't do the malachas, but he handles muktzah. And on Shabbat, he shouldn't handle muktzah. So this will accomplish that you'll have a shvita hanikeres even for the people who are retired, of the older people that don't do any malacha anyway, they're an old age home. So perhaps one can suggest another verse. That on Shabbos the reciting of the Kiddush is to demonstrate, to make the Shvita and the Melacha into a Shvita and a Keres. You say, today is a Yom HaKiddush and we're not going to do Melacha because today is a Yom HaKiddush. Perhaps that's what the Hekish of Kol Sheyesh and Bisham Yeshno Mizrachah means. Whereas the Ran understood that Kol Sheyeshno is a broad statement that all the Mitzvot Hayom are one package deal, that if the Kedusha Hayom is relevant for you, it's relevant all the way, it's Mechayu and everything. And if it's not relevant, it's not relevant at all. You can't have Lachatoyim, you have Kedusha Hayom or you don't. Perhaps the Rabbi Natan didn't agree with the Ram. Perhaps Rabbi Natan had to come on to his reasoning of Afin Hoy the Yerus Hanes to be mechayiv the women in Shavashudik and Alecha Mishnah because perhaps he felt that Kol Sheyesh Misham is a limited Hekish. It only applies to Kiddush and to Malacha. That's all. It doesn't apply to Shabbos to Sayyam. And maybe that's the nature of this Hekish. The Kol Sheyesh Misham Yesh Mizrachah means that the Kiddush should be recited to accomplished that the Shvita and the Malacha should be a Shvita Hanikar. Shlomo Kluge has a tshuva where he speaks about the Chiddush practice that the women didn't bother to eat Shalashudish. The women weren't medakted to have Lecha Mishnah either. The women would be in the kitchen and the men would say Hamoisri, they would cut the challah, and the women would come in to wash later, they'd come in and take a slice of the challah and they'd say Hamoisri. They wouldn't hear the Bracha Hamoisri, they wouldn't eat Lecha Mishnah. So he asked, how come? So Shlomo Kluger writes in one of his Kohelet L'cho Shlomo, a collection of tshuvas. He writes, well, since it's a machlokes the Ran and the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Ran's reason is wrong. The Ran holds the Rabbeinu Tam's reason is wrong. So the women are mekel, since both reasons are wrong, so the mekel they don't have. So Rav Radio Yosef has a tshuva about that. He says, he doesn't understand, what did he pull the wool over our eyes here? What did he do over here? The Ran and Rabbeinu Tam said the same thing, bottom line. They said, the women are mechuyiv and shall be shuvas and lechem mishnah. They just had a detailed machlokes, what's the reason why they're machlokes? But the Ran gave one reason, the Rabbeinu Tam gave a different reason, and perhaps each one didn't help from the other one's reason. But they both said the same thing. Halacha Maaseh, both said the women are machlokes in Shal Shudik and Lech Mishnah. How can it come off? How can a Shlomo Kluge come off to say that since the machlokes is the Rabbeinu Tam, each one doesn't help from the other one, so therefore the women hold like both. The women hold a combination of both, and the whole combination of both are the Chayim. They both said that the women are Chayim. There's a tshuva in the Neshe Zavah, the Sinha has a tshuva. So then she once said a whole yartat tshuva on this tshuva. But a woman benchlicht on Erev Yantav early, she was Moshe Mechayla al Kodesh, and then she got a telegram that a relative of hers had died in a different country. So she took off her shoes, and she knew the din, she had the presence of mind to take off her shoes. She knew the din that if he began shiva before Yantav, then Yantav comes and cancels the rest of the shiva, so she wanted to get rid of the shiva. She didn't want to wait. If a person finds out on Yantav that a relative died, then you don't begin to observe shiva until after Yantav is over. Then the last day Yantav and Chutzlo, the Yantav Shem Shal Gol is counted as the first day of shiva. Even though you don't observe Avelis then, that's also a puzzle. And they only observe 5.5 days yesterday. So this woman wanted to get rid of the whole shiva, so she took off her, or she didn't know anything, whatever. She was a very smart cookie, or she didn't know anything. So she took off her shoes after she was already Makabal Yantav, she already benchless, she took off her shoes as a sign of Avelis. And then when Yantav came, she had the shaila whether you say that Yantav cancels the shiva. So the Nitziv discusses this in his paper. So he says, what's the suffix? Whether when a woman is Makabal, when you're Makabal Tosefis Yantav, are you only Makabal it for the Yisra Malacha and for the purpose of the Yisra Malacha only? Or is it Chal Tosefis Yantav is Chal Tosefis Shabbos Chal Gabi all the Mitzvah Sayyid? So the Nitziv claims that that's the Gemara suffix. That's the Rasul Rashi gave the whole shiva on that. That's exactly the Gemara suffix. Rav told us on Shabbos, there's Shabbos, Rav is Mechal Shabbos early, did he say Kiddush or not? That's exactly the Tosefis. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, yes, he said Kiddush, so what's the Matkana? That Tosefis Shabbos, Tosefis Yantav is Chal Gabi all the Mitzvah Sayyid. The only exception to the rule is Pesach Matkana. And I'd be cursed because there's Balayla there, but it's not for that one exception. So when the Gemara says that you can say Kiddush during the period of Tosefis, that means that Tosefis is Chal for Mitzvah Sayyid. So therefore, since the Mitzvah Simcha was Chal already, so she wasn't supposed to observe Avelis, so her taking off the shoes was meaningless, and therefore she has to wait till after Yantav is over and observe the whole Shiva. That's what the Nitziv writes in his paper. So that's what we pointed out, that it's not so pashut. It could well be that the Rabbi Natam, who didn't hold from the wrong reasoning of the Rabbi Natam, had to give the reason of Afin Hadir Sanez, and he didn't say Koshi Eshtim Misham Yeshtim Mizochar. Perhaps he holds like Rabbi Yudah Chassid, who quoted in Shulchan Aruch, perhaps like that Rosh, perhaps like that Ramon, who took it, that Tosefis Yontif and Tosefis Shabbos is not Machayiv in any other mitzvahs other than Kiddush, other than Malach and Kiddush, that's all. And perhaps, since there was no din of Simcha, perhaps the woman's observing Avelis was valid, and it would cancel the Shiva, and Yontif came to cancel the Shiva. Shalom Ramacha, what to do? Kabbalah b'Torah? No. Kabbalah b'Torah depends on... I mean, the fact is that the person had already died. There's no Torah because of what's going to happen in the future. So it's only because of what happened in the past. You say this is the Torah because of the fact the person died already and she didn't know about it. So that was the Torah. Could be. It's an interesting point. Could be. If Kabbalah Yantav was the Torah, if she would have been aware of the fact that her relative died, she wouldn't have wanted to be the Kabbalah Yantav. I don't know. In the Shulchan Aruch it says that you're not allowed to dive a minute after you metabol to the Tzedek Shabbos. You should be able to dive a minute because it's only Chal Benegeir to Malacha and Benegeir to Kiddush, not Benegeir to Shamit and Tzedek. Could be. But the Vajra Yosei has in one of his sons, he disagrees with the whole Shulchan Aruch. He says the only time you're not allowed to be Mekabel, you're not allowed to be Mekabel Mincha after Mekabel Shabbos is if the Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos. But it is if a private person, a Yachid, is Mekabel Shabbos, he disagrees with all the classical Tosfos. He has a little paper where he disagrees with things in the Mishnah Berurah, where he has comments, what it's called. So in that paper, I think it's one of the early pages in that paper. He disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah, but it's not only the Mishnah Berurah. All the classical persons say like that. But even when a private person was in the Kabbalah Shabbos and came down there, could be. It could be that the Rabbi Natam would support Rabbi Yosef. The pasuk says, "Vayikach Moshe Atzmas Yosef Imo." Moshe Rabbeinu took Atzmas Yosef with him. And it was with him the whole time, the Gemara comments. Even after they made the Mishkan and Moshe was in the Machna Leviya. So the Gemara learns from here that a Tomei Meis, and even a Meis Atzma, is Muta the Machna Leviya. But it says, Yitach Moshe, Tatsma, Yosef, Imo. in this pasuk there was no Mishkan yet. It means later. We assume that there was Imo the whole time until Moshe Rabbeinu died. He had an Imo even later after the Mishkan was built, and even though Moshe lived, Moshe dwelled in the Machane Leviyah. So this is the Gemara's raya for that din. In the Mishnah and Kalim it says, however, that the Rabbanon, they prohibited Tmei and Nation to enter into the innermost part of the Harabayah. The outer section of the Harabayah, before you get to the Chil, is still Musa. Once you get to the Chil, so the Tmei and Nation are up. That's the Shabbat of Manazer. Let's say everybody today is a Tamei Mei. But not everybody today is a Balkari. Let a person go to Mishnah, he won't be a Balkari. Balkari is prohibited to enter into the Harabai. So let the guy go to Mishnah, won't be a Balkari. They say maybe the guy was a Zav. But then he goes to Amayan. So as maybe Zika Shivan is going to go to Amayan, he won't be coming from Aziz anymore. So why don't you allow anybody to walk on the Harabai? You don't allow him to go because it's May Mason. But it's May Mason, that's where Rabbi Goran time. It's May Mason are prohibited to go, even the Rabban is permitted. They're permitted to go. That's the question, what was the distance between the edge of the Harabayas and the Chil? It's unclear. But whatever it was, there had to be a little area for people to walk. It had to be more than a few inches, maybe a couple of feet, a kopan. And the Mishnah is clear that people used to walk there. So that outer part of the Harabayas, even the Rabbanim, is Mutas at the main Mason to go. So that's what the former chief rabbi does time to time. To get the group of people to go to Mikveh, and even though they only remove the Tumas Tayosha, Alein Migufam, they remove the Tumas Zivon, Tumas Balkari, whatever, they don't remove the Tumas Meis, because they don't have any Paradume Yashin. You don't have to be Tumas Tumas Meis to enter into the Harabayis Minatel, and the Rabbanon, only the inner part of the Harabayis, the Mechilin, and the outer section, you may go. That's the question, why the minig always was that no one ever walked on the Harabai. So everybody could have figured out this Chachma, as Rabbi Goran. Maybe you have to be very sharp to figure out this Chachma. But one of the Achrayim pointed out, Chazan Nochum was a Rav who lived in Eretz Yisrael a few hundred years ago. Then he writes, how come nobody goes into the Harabai? All you have to do is go to the Mitzvah and remove the Tumah Zivah, and a Tamei Meis is permitted in the beginning of the Harabai. So why didn't anybody ever go in his days, hundreds of years ago? So he has a Chumrah, he says that maybe we assume that everybody has a Tumas Am Ha'aretz, because the Gemara has a special din with the Rabbanan that Am Ha'aretz is Tamei to Zav. What's the definition of Am Ha'aretz? So the Gemara has different definitions. So one of the definitions is a person is not Nizah B'Tumah V'Tara. So the Chazan Nochum says, no, B'Zmanah Zeh, nobody's Nizah B'Tumah V'Tara. And maybe therefore we all have a din of Amoret, so therefore since you have a din of Amoret, so we have a din of Tumah Zav, so no one is permitted to enter. Zav, if you're a Zav, so then you're not even allowed to go into the beginning of the Harabai. Even if you go to Mitzvah, you still have Amoret afterwards also. So you don't think of the Zav Tumah Zav. That's the Haritas that he wrote. Sid Pesach Frank has a sefer, Middash Melech, he talks about all of these things. He quotes all the Ma'am Kerem Mekanim. It's a Pshetl, this Chazan Ochim is a Pshetl. What do you mean? He's not Nizah B'Tumah Zav, and Amoret. He's not Nizam B'Tumah Tara means he's not, he's supposed to be Nizam and he's not. But B'Zman HaZeh, we don't have to be Nizam B'Tumah Tara. If we'll be interested in walking on the Harabai, then we will be Nizam B'Tumah Tara. So why should we be labeled as an Amor? Rabbi Weiss, Echon Levracha, wrote in his dying wife, Leda Haredi, wrote a tshuva attacking those rabbis who go on the Harabai. So he describes the whole thing that Rabbi Goran did, and then he explains why it's wrong. So he gives you line by line everything that Rabbi Pesach Frank has in his day. But he's not going to quote that he saw it in R3. He quotes all the same line of Kermit. Punch by punch. Each one, the Chazan Ochum, the other one, all these line of Kermit. You can never tell, because in the Minchas Yitzchak, he always quotes all kinds of line of Kermit. He could have written on his own without having seen Rabbi Pesach Frank. So that's the way the Gemara darshins on the purpose. Gemara comments. It's a harsh attack. Here's the Zimo. Ima bin Chisasa, that even later when they had the Migdash and they had Machna Leviyah, Moshe Rabbeinu had the Atmos Yeshiv with him because Ameis and the Talmud Meis is Muta Machna Leviyah. So I'm ashamed of Babad on this Pasuk, the Babad of the Kasha. How can it be? Moshe Rabbeinu was later on in the Mishkan and everything. So they say Mitan, Shem, Tivit, Tadik, and Mitan. I think there's a whole statement here in this bookcase. And it's a locker in the back about this theme, about the Tibet Tzadikim Eretz Yisrael. This is one of the earliest Mekoros. One of the Rishonim comments on this Gemara, on this Pasuk. It's against the Gemara, though. It's against the Gemara. And the Chidor in his Pesach Chumash also quotes that. Some say based on this passage that Tzibi Tzadik made in the top. Very strange. The Tzadik in the end of the Tzibi says that the Yom Shemesh Rebbe, the Gemara says, there's a whole agarit about Ashkaf to the Rebbe. The day that Rebbe died, what was going on, and what did Rebbe say was the Tzavor, and what happened after he died, and so on. That's the Gemara of Ashkaf to the Rebbe. So the Rabbi Nakam, so the Tzadik on that daf comment, the Gemara says, Yom Shemesh Rebbe bought the Kuna. The day that Rebbe died, Rebbe was a Nazi, he was a Rosh HaSanhedrin. So everyone was obligated to the Gemara says Narsi Shemesh HaKol Kroyver. Everybody's related. The Gemara says HaKol Kroyver called the Daita. Everybody's related. The Gemara says Ela HaKol Ki Kroyver. Everybody has a din of the Kares that everybody has to be mitami to him. Even though Kroyver is only permitted to be mitami to the Zion Nathan, the Zion Kroyver, but when the Narsi dies, everybody's obligated to be mitami. The Tzadik is here quotes the Rabbeinu, what's his name? The Talmud, Rav Chaim Kohen, the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam, who says when the Rabbeinu Tam died, he was out of town. But if he would have been there, he would have been the Talmud to the Rabbi Nathan, because that was his Rebbe. That was like Yom Shemesh Rebbe Bakukun, he would have been the Talmud. Yeah, it would have been the Talmud. Doesn't mean that Tzibi Tzadikim are not the Talmud. They are the Talmud, but the din is that the Kohen has to be the Talmud. So the Zion Kohen has to be the Talmud to our Meis Mitzvah. When the Nazi dies, it's a Kohen to get Rabbi Nathan of Meis Mitzvah. The Kohen Rabbi Nathan requires that everybody has to be the Talmud. But he didn't say that Rabbi Nathan's body wouldn't be the Talmud. And that's only... The Tzibik Tzadik made the Talmud only up until the Kavura. Like the Zion Kroyver, he turns on the Talmud up until you finish the Kavura. If you finish the Kavura, then the Tzibik Tzadik on the Talmud. There's a whole literature on this. There's a whole statement on your back. A Chidush statement. Somebody, I think, in Williams, they put out a Mikros of all the Mekaris that you're permitted to go, Kahanim are permitted to go on the Tzibik Tzadik. In fact, in this Tzibik Rabbein Yitzchak Mizina, on Chumash, when the Bala Tzadik, on this part, he's the one, the first one who has it. He says, look, and it's the Tereshi Gemara in the end of Cheskes Abadim. Yeah, it's the Tereshi Gemara Faker. The Tereshi Gemara Faker, not the way he says it. The Gemara says, Rabbi Banoa, Metzayin, Rabbanoa was Metzayin the Kvoris, that the Kohanim should know where they're not permitted to go. You have to be Metzayin Kvoris. So the Gemara says, he makes the Yunim on the Morah HaMachpelah also. But the Rishayim says, if the Gemara in the first half of my cut, that you only make the Unim on the Beis HaKvaris, with Kohanim are prohibited to go. If it's not, if the Kever is not Mitami, the Kohanim are permitted to go, then you don't have to make the Unim. So why did Rabbi Banoah bother making the Unim? And the Morah HaMachpelah, Tzibik Tzadik made him a Tami, says, the Rai Faket, Tzibik Tzadik Ma Mitami. That the Kohen is forbidden to go to Kever Ochon. It's forbidden to go to the Morah HaMachpelah. Not allowed to go there. The Gemara says, "Punkt verkehrt." It's like Moshe Atz Nisei Tishima that a mace is muta b'machne levia. Tommy mace is muta. They say, "Punkt verkehrt." That the mace wasn't the Tommy. Tzibik Tzadik. See how? Why did he take it with him? See how? Zeh hezbi es bnei solem a pocket yitzkel. See mesna halishim ifat smaytay mizeh itchem. What does it mean, itchem? They would all be buried in. Lamad nesafat miskol asvad mehele imoy. Mishenema itchem. That's how the Medrash knew. Hazbiya Hizbiya is Bnei Yisrael. That's how he knows that Hizbiyam Shi Hizbiya is Bneiyam. Because if it's Hizbiya is Bnei Yisrael, if he was Mashbi, his brother, so how does he say, Itchem, take my bones with your bones. If they're dead, if he's talking about their bones, how are they going to take him? That's how the Mekorshim points out. I think the Sejol HaDerech points out that, if I'm not mistaken. How did the Medrash know Hashbiyam Shi Hashbiyah as B'nayim? It's a Kepa Lashon. So he says, no, it has to be like that. Because it says, Itchem, Halitim is Hatzmaitim, is there Itchem, Alam Eishaf, Hatzma Shara Shvatim, Olu Imoim. So if they're taking the dead bones of all of the Shvatim, so what it means he was Mashbiyah, his brothers, B'nai Yisrael, the children of his father, Yisrael Sova, that they should take him with their bones, if they're in the state of bones, so they can't take him. So obviously it was Hashbiyam Shi Hashbiyah as B'nayim. Europe, the practice was before the war, everybody used to send a letter to the Ragachova with Akasha. They haven't sent back a pair of the Bokhum from all the Yeshivas used to send him Akasha. Everybody wanted to see what Charitas he was sending. So they used to send, they tried to get him involved in politics also. So they wanted to have him a collection of letters in the Shulchan Aruch Panach. They asked him, what do you have to say about the Sholosh Shavuos? That the Satmar, that the Suri Kai to hang up, that you're not allowed to go to Israel. What do you have to say about the Shalashvut? So he wrote a whole Shtikul Torah about the Shalashvut. Had nothing to do with Lamaisa. So he wrote, he doesn't understand how can it be that they took Shavuot, they took the Shavuot and it's binding throughout all the future generations. Here it says, Ishbiyam Shi Yashbiyah Zanayim. Why do they have to be Masbir, she has beer? Take a shmuel and charge it. Or if you have to be Masbir, she has beer, so how come we're not Masbir, our children are not Masbir, their children should have Yalla Bachoyma, that they won't join the Zionist cause. It's not Masbir, she has beer. How come there the shmuel is binding with those things? It's not. So he says the terrace is simple. That here was Kay de Matan Torah, there was no Kali Israel yet. So they're only individuals. So you have to be Masbir, she has beer as Banam, she has beer as Banam, she has beer as Banam, that when the time will come, they'll take Atman Torah. But the Torah shmuel were taken after Kabbalah Sateret. After Kali Israel came into existence. So just like there's a concept of Shvuah HaYachid, there's a concept of Shvuah HaTzibur. So the Kali Israel takes the Shvuah, that includes everybody who's part of Kali Israel, past, present, and future. So once they took the Shvuah generations ago, so it's binding on everybody today. And they once sent him a letter. What do they have to say about the Aguda? So he wrote a hospital letter about Lulav Sarachegis. He didn't want to write, maybe he had no opinion about the Aguda. He didn't want to write his opinion. Rashi and Gemara Sukkah points out that there are three sukkim here and Pashas Bishavach that each have 72 letters. Pashas Teres Yudala, Pashas Yutas, and Chof and Chofal, Vayisa Malach, Elakim. Because each of these three consecutive sukkim have 72 letters, and you can figure out 72 names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each name has three letters in it. You take the first letter of Vayisa, and the last letter of the next Pashas, and the first letter of Pashas Chofal, and then you take the second letter and the first Pashas, next to the last letter in the second pasuk, and the second letter in the third pasuk, and so on. And you get 72 shemes. That's what Rashi says in the Mishnah. Ani v'hu hoshi ano. So Rashi says ani and hu are two of the shemes, of the 72 shemes, each of which has three oishim. And the Torah Shlema, he has a whole chart. Not such a big deal. He has a whole chart of all of the iron based shemes, each of which has three oishim. And it's, he could have figured it out on his own, but he quotes that he's copying this from a certain paper, and he points out that this one points out, if you look in the chart, there's one shame that has yud, yud, yud. So he says, oh, that's why the practice was, that the print is used to print by us, they print 2 yud for the shame Hashem. And by the Svarzim, they used to have a practice years ago that they used to write 3 yud. So that's where it comes from. It's one of the Ayin Bei Shemes. Spoke about that last week in Rabbeinu Ephraim. Right before Kriyat Yom Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu and Pasuk Tezayim, Yato Harem is Matzah and Tez Yotva La Yom Uvuko Eilim. How do you translate the word Harem as Matzah? Then it repeats later. Vayam Hashem Moshe Netes Yotcha Vayam. Here in Pasuk Kofal. Vayet Moshe Et Yodav Vayam.
showing that the Syrian had seen all the Ephraimites, and he said, "These guys keep on using the stick. Without the stick, you can't do anything. Has no prayer. That stick that has the prayer has two sticks in it." So the man said, "You're going to throw them there? It's not so. Put away the stick. Put away the stick on the side. I'm a snap, but I'll let the snap." And the prayer is, "Yes, all I am. Lift up your hand. Show them that you can do a laser without a stick." That's why the prophet continues to say, I say, Medicine says what Kalim is not coming, Kalim. Kalim is not coming. Remove the mat. Doesn't mean lift it up and do the mat. It means remove the mat and do it without a mat. I saw others in terms of Chad in the Be'er Sheva case. What's it called? He suggests another Chad that after his daughter, both of them, I'll take a comment. But after his daughter wanted the matzah to be done with Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen. If he would have done it with the matzah, then the matzah would have represented like Ezra Lekinhu. As it says in the Hadrara, that the Ezra matzah was done with Ezra Lekinhu. And now, by you, by Yahya, you say, "Yod, I'm there, that's what I can do." So after his daughter wanted them to see the Yod. So the Rebbe Shalom wanted them to see the Yod, and not an Ezra, so he wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to do this mess with his Yod. But that's why he said, put away the matzah. When you do a mess with a matzah, so the matzah represents one finger. So then it would only be Yisra later on, as if it were extra liquid. But now they wanted it to appear as if it's Yad. As it says in my brother, you have me 5 times as many, so that's why he told Moshe Rabbeinu, put away the matzah and use Yod. Copy is the proper thing to do. It wasn't considered improper, so that is an improper on the part of the halacha. So there are your suggestions that are given by the Mishnah. The standard suggestion that usually said over a memo last time, but wasn't it? On the back of the Mishnah, Bira and Tumi, there are a few pages that's called the Pet Kodesh. These are Bira and Tumi by a kind of Alazim and Son, a Bishal of Alazim. So he writes this motto, but every time they went up, I remember after that, he said, "I'm not kind of Alazim." I saw them out there. Then a Jew, a businessman, was traveling in Europe, and he came to a community, and he sees everybody singing and dancing and eating and working. So he says, "That's today's not Yom Tov. That's not Hanukkah." He said, "Okay, a Parash is a Yom Tov today. The local market just got there." It was a Jew who used to master and make trouble all the time. The day everybody be young, so he finally died, so they're all rejoicing, dancing, singing. He says, "Okay." So he starts dancing and singing also. Everybody dancing and singing, her dance also. So the Rav walked over to him and said, "No, young man, you're not allowed to dance. These poor people suffer. They live in the community, they suffer. We didn't live in the community. So if you die, it's not right. We know you're the market, it's not right. And you can rejoice. They can rejoice and you can." So that's how that kind of life, and that this is how life, and others, there are many brothers with that one. So they say, "Well, that's the story of it. When Israel never had to suffer, all the years in the crime." In fact, that's why it says, as the ultimate of an Israel, "Shira Lashem Rada, he knew Yeshua. I had Yeshua, so I have a right to sing a Shira. The Malachim didn't have Yeshua, they didn't go in every day of Shara. But that's why when the Malachim wanted, they were thinking of saying Shira, I said, it's Lohar didn't let them. The Lohar Kala Zalze. He didn't let them have the Kala Zalze of Yana. Didn't let them recite Shira to our Kala. was comment, the last several midrashim commenting on Og Yashir, that Tafsira Hazor, on this occasion they said this year, even this year, is more than this year. Og Yashir makes it an Og Yashir, not them. Tafsira Hazor, that implies this is one of the many series of the series of the year. So the many series, the different versions of which the 10 series are. 9 series of Lohava and the 10 series of being lost in Lohava. It takes us in the next series and stuff and alludes to that matter. Because all of the series in the church is Shira, not in the Teva, and the Shira Chadash is going to be lost in Lohava, is going to be Shira lost in Zohar. Mizna Shira, the Eina Shabir, so we say Mizna Shira, the Eina Shabir, the Eina Shabir, the Eina Shabir, how do the Nodish, how do the Mishra know? It's the Mishra Chai. How do the Mishra know? How do the Chai know? That does Mishra Chai and the Shabbat is Yom Kippur is coming from the Chai Yalom. We say that that's Yom Kippur. That's Yom Kippur. That's Yom Kippur. And all the Shiras in the Chai are not in the Chai. This is Shiras in Zafir. What's the difference in Allah? A drop on the Chai. The patient in the end of stuff, of course, in the Nodish, that in the Chai, it gives birth to the baby. So he has a family labor. So even though there's a Yishua, that he's going to follow another story. I say, you can watch your love. So that's why all the series in the chairs are the left in the table, because the woman's going to have another baby. She's very happy now, after the delivery is all over, but she's going to have another baby after this one. She's going to start to tell him next time. I say, you can hide him. The lover, he never started anything. He just, his wife had a baby, and he's raising the baby. So what's the love like? It's going to be like the Zohar, that you sure will be a total final when you see her. There won't be any stories after that. That's why what's the love is going to be the left in Zohar. And that Mishnah, there's an interesting dispute when the Mishnah says Mishnah to I think I didn't have any come in. They are making having a son. They are not saying that I speak. 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 But the church itself says the Jews didn't say that in the middle of the Shira. That's not part of their prayer and Shira. The Mishnah is giving a comment on the prayer. So why do the Mishnah have to comment? I'm not quite sure. I'm a person on the Mishnah's discussion. Why does the Mishnah comment on all the other people? So they explain this interesting because all the other Shirka Yom, you leave out the Koteret. The Yom Yishin Hayom Hashem Ha'ed Milo, you don't say the David Mizmal Hashem Ha'ed Milo. You understand? You don't start seeing his Lord make his face. When you say Hayom, God let them know the Lord. The Yom Ha'ed Milo, the Yom Ha'ed Milo, the Yom Ha'ed Milo, the Yom Ha'ed Milo, same thing, they're Machanisi, they started like, they didn't stop on the Sheikh Al-Ajibus Yashu, they started, and in the Lelechim is Eina. And the Tantina first came to their Tanakh, so they didn't write Kotek Aleph. And every, in Kotek Aleph, every character starts up with a Kotek on the Sheikh Al-Ajibus Yashu, they didn't write that Kotek Aleph. So that Kotek Aleph, and then Hanina is Kotek Aleph. Hanina is Kotek Aleph, Yim is Melech Mekoyah. That's not Kotek Aleph, the real Kotek Aleph is Zalat and Mehul Yashu. One and only parish in Shem that has a whole pasuk that's a kotelet. That they wrote pasuk aleph on that with Mishna Shiri Yom HaShabbos. So they kind of again spend money for it. Where did they get this Torah from? Why did they decide that Mishna Shiri Yom HaShabbos is a pasuk? And every other introductory pasuk is not a pasuk? So the Nachum of David, I think, wrote the Zaytoya at that time. So he said that they were right. And based on the Mishna Shiri, you see that the only parish that they said in the Shir Shalom that when he said the first part of his Mishnah Yom HaShabbos, was that parish? The other person came and taught me that the parish is not part of the parish. But in the first man Mishnah, he writes something like that, and he said that that's somehow the reason why the Mishnah did this comment, Mishnah Yom HaShabbos, and the Chai Hoi Lom, and to explain why this person takes a different from all the other minor times, he says from all the others, but here the first opening introductory line is counted as Kosh Kalim. And the other Kosh Kalim would not be considered Kosh Kalim. It's an introduction to the parish. Here it is, and the Mishnah is commenting why the Levine said Mishnah Shiri Yom HaShabbos. The Mishnah said Mishnah Shiri Yom HaShabbos. What exactly does that mean? That's the word Shiri. But that's what they're going to say, that Rakhayim understood the Mishnah otherwise. He understood not like the Hercho. He thought that when the Levine sang Shira, he said Mishnah Shiri Yom HaShabbos, and then 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 he said Mishnah Shiri Yom HaShabbos. He seems to remember that at times said otherwise. He said that's why the Mishnah records it, and they did say it. So that's the layup. That's the fear of the loss of love. And all of the other fears in the Torah stop a loss in the Torah. That's the Tosfos discusses. And you say on Pesach night, he says, Nehman Lechani Shira Chadar Shal Gyul Hashemu? Or he says, Nehman Lechani Shira Chadar Shal Gyul Hashemu? He's talking about loss of love, and he says, Nehman Lechani Shira Chadar Shal Gyul Hashemu? We will say, Nehman. less than after legal, say two if I do, so I'm doing that thing, I'm doing two. If you two less than love, I'm doing that thing, it will be a two, so then after I have trouble. But if it's two hadasha, then if you really say, the man of the fun, I see the hadasha. And at that time, it's time that he's doing some trying, I see the hadasha has been recited. So why Nusach is problematic? Everybody says Nemer Afana and they say Tura Hadasha. So that's according to the traditional Nusachim, they cannot say this is a contradiction. If you say the Nemer, they should just say it's Tura Hadasha. And if they say Hadasha, you say it's Tura Hadasha. This Tura had a different beer on this one. This is the tradition. Up until the day of this Tura, we would assume that the Nusach was wrong. That there was a type of the time. We would be asking on this. There's more comments on the question. That Yandehu means I will do Noyer Mitzvah. If there is an Indian to do Hida Mitzvah and a Mitzvah. That is, this really a drop of Mura or is this only an Asmachta? There is a whole group of his sayings who say that this is only an Asmachta and Rabban. What is that when you learn the Mara that if you get it for you, it's in the Rasha, if you have Hida Mitzvah. In fact, this is a rabbi, if you were in the beginning of Nazir, points out, that human knowledge points out, I'll try to raise the question, when a person fulfills the Hida Mitzvah, the Mara says he should have a nice patient, a nice college, a nice college, a nice student. When you do all of these Hida Mitzvahs, you don't just do the Mitzvahs that way that you just daily work, you do it in a fancy fashion. You say that you have fulfilled one Mitzvah Hida Mitzvah to be Mahadev Mitzvahs, and you say so, and do the Mitzvahs, do all one general Mitzvah Hida Mitzvah. Or should you say no, when you do Hida Mitzvah and Sefer, that's an enhancement of the Mitzvah Sefer, when you do Hida Mitzvah and Lulu, that's an enhancement of Lulu, when you do Hida Mitzvah and Sefer, that's an enhancement of Sefer. It could be Sefer is an additional gift, Sefer comes to do it. It could be that Hida Mitzvah and Sefer is something additional. But we have Sefer, so all the other things, you have Sefer and any given Mitzvah. Should I say that that's a general mitzvah to be Mahadev mitzvah, and Mahadev the mitzvah? Or should you say no, that it enhances that mitzvah? Because Goldberg claims that it enhances each and every individual mitzvah. It brings two riots in the Gemara. It brings one riot in the Gemara in Leblazer, the Mila, and the Sefer Tzadik. And in Jew, if you meet on a baby, you should have been only have to cut off his Gebot HaKhayt of Yehovah Tzadik. If you leave the Miyut of the skin there, it's perfect. But in Tam Hida mitzvah, the proper thing is to cut off the entire Or HaOrlo. So the Gemara says, what happens on Shabbos is the Gemara cut off by the Chassid of the Torah, and he finished cutting. But he didn't put on the bandage yet. He didn't put on the medication. A guy was still together. So is he committed? So if he didn't cut off the robe yet, he didn't finish the job yet. He didn't finish the religious meal. So he's obligated to finish. If he committed his money, he has to finish. But if he already finished cutting the Basa Chassid of the Torah, he's on Torah. So is he committed to be in the Chal Shabbos Torah? Because he stepped it after the finish Shabbos to cut off more. So the Gemara says yes, he says that the Hida Mitzvah to cut off war. What do you mean? The Palestine is the Hida Mitzvah. So it's all claim that from that Gemara would appear that the Hida Mitzvah is an added key in the Mitzvah of Mila. If you think Mila does not exist in Shabbos, so that's why the Hida Mitzvah is there. One could do that with that Haifafe. One could say that that's a different kind of a Hida Mitzvah. If you do not do the Kekula, that's pretty evident. But if you do Kula, so certainly you mix that as a famous of the Mitzvah of Mila. Maybe a different Hida would not be. Maybe let's say if I have a group of people, if I have to do this, certain book. Let's say I buy a cheap palace that looks awful, looks like a smacker, a whole bunch of smackers don't forget. Looks awful, as opposed to spending $100, buy a fancy palace. Maybe there, it's only a guy to just see in my mission, even though it's all in effect to the palace. And maybe still think, this is a palace, that's a palace, same off again, it's the same palace. This is nice, but don't feel this way. Because it is a palace, so maybe that's only a guy to just see. It's not necessarily a high profit in that. Right, if you're the same, it brings a hachot. So that's not necessarily because it's a Hebrew. If you're saying in this case, no, it's not a Hebrew. So that riot that Rav Avla brings, not such a strong riot, one can be not true. There brings another riot from the Gemara in Scripture. And the whole Dalit Minim, the Gemara seems to imply that you're not permitted to have any chachitis. So the Gemara says, so how do you have this container there? The container is not to a Lulav, and it's not to Adash, and it's not to Arav. So let the container be chachitis. So the Gemara says, no. That call in also ain't our focus. If you're wearing gloves, or if you're wearing a ring, that's not to enhance, to beautify the to make the mitzvah galadina to impure. But if you have a container, so that you shouldn't just have the hadash and the rabbis falling all over the place, it should be a nice new package. it could look nicer, it could look nicer, it's taller. Now also, you know, so it's whatever you've added to the sake of Hidden Mitzvah doesn't constitute a Hatzitza, why not? So the overlook lines, because it blends in with the Mitzvah itself, it enhances the Mitzvah. It's not some of general Mitzvah to be Mahadi Rola Mitzvah. But if you mention the Mitzvah, it sounds like Hidden Mitzvah is a general Mitzvah. So you could be Mahadi Rola Mitzvah, because the Mitzvah says Shluchim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and 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 Shluchim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a general mitzvah. The Rebbe claims that it's not. It's a particular thing. Each and every individual mitzvah talks. He's going to say that it's only the Rabbanon. The Rebbe says that the Hidden Mitzvah is only the Rabbanon, and it's not a Chatzitza. It's like a pleasure. To be honest, in the way he writes, if he assumed that they were talking, that it's their right. But there's a whole group of Rishonim who say the same, that it's only the Rabbanon. So there's one, the first Tarek and Sukkah comment that it's only the Rabbanon. It has a right, a strange right. Spoke about it yesterday. How's it right like this? The Gemara says that you have to do Eged, you must start Eged, but if you don't do the Eged, it's not the act of the Eged. So the Gemara says, Mantana, who holds like that? If you all like to do the whole group, start Eged, then prove it. If you don't have the Eged, it's possible. You can do the Eged, you're not Jason. If you hold like the Rabbanah of Judah, so where do you say that you need even an Eged Lachatima? Why should you say that Eged Lachatima? Why says no? It goes like the Rabbanah of Judah, that Luda, then start Eged, but Lachatima, and it's from the other, and the things I say, and there is a mitzvah. But to the end of it, you didn't do the end of the age. But he spoke to Kakashi, where in the world do you ever find the difference between the Hakim and the Yevon on the Mitzvah thereof? But the Raya, that the whole thing is that came out there is only the Rabbanon. The whole concept of the Hidden Mitzvah is only the Rabbanon. Why? Why not? There's two Mitzvahs here. There's a Mitzvah of Lulav. The Mitzvah of Lulav doesn't hear. Then there's another Mitzvah of Hidden Mitzvah. The Hidden Mitzvah requires that you should make an Eged. If you didn't make an Eged, so you're not Yotzei even B'Rievah, the Mitzvah of Hidden Mitzvah. But the Mitzvah of Lulav, you're Yotzei B'Rievah, you're Yotzei L'Hatzilah. The Mitzvah of Lulav, you're Yotzei L'Hatzilah without any Eged. You only need Eged for this, but it's a Chaparayin, a second Mitzvah. To do two Mitzvahs for the price of one. If you do a Lulav with an Eged, so you're doing a Mitzvah of Lulav, Dalad Minim, you're doing also a Mitzvah of Zekeri Avei Hidden Mitzvah. If you do Lulav without an Eged, what do you mean that you're Yotzei B'Rievah? You're Yotzei the one Mitzvah of Dalad Minim, without fulfilling the other Mitzvah. Of Hidden Mitzvah. And even if you hold like Rabbeinu that says that the Hidden Mitzvah enhances the Mitzvah, you still have many Mitzvahs thereafter, that the Mitzvah of Shleimus is to be fulfilled if you do it all together. We discussed yesterday. If you have Korban Chatas and you Zorek all the Dalad Zvikas, then you do the Mitzvah of the Shleimus. If you only Zorek Matar Achas, then it's only Shalor the Shleimus. If you have Chelus and Rav and you have the Mitzvah of the Shleimus, if Chelus is as Rav and Mitzvah Shalor the Shleimus, you have common Mitzvahs like that. The same Ritzvah had him proved, his father, that the whole thing of Hidden Mitzvah is only Midir Rabbanon. If it would have been L'Hakchila, how can it be that the Yevon is kosher? Why not? You have 100 Mitzvahs like that, but the Yevon is kosher. And then there are others, the Torah Shleim gives you a list of each other, and I'm not going to say like that. That the whole thing of Hidden Mitzvah is only Rabbanon. The very Mechudish Dikke Zach, the Pashtus, is that it's not kosher. The last part of the Shira Ki Vatus Parabi Rikvai is written like a Shira. Ariach Agabi Levena, with the empty space, it's not written like written like poetry as opposed to prose. It has to be written like that. The Gemara says you write the Sefer Torah like a Shira. If you write the Shira Kemoisa, like straight lines, then it would be possible to get it. But there is a machloke among the portion. Rashi and Ibn Ezra, was this part of the Shira? Did they sing it? So Rashi said, no, the reason is, he was just Kasherbo. When they sang, so they said, Oz Yoshim Moshem. No. They said, Ashir Al Hashem. They didn't start from Oz Yoshim. By Yom Ulema. They started Ashir Al Hashem to Goy God. So Oz Yoshim Moshem is an introduction. So just like Oz Yoshim Moshem, you should read it. Oz Yoshim Moshem, when they saw Ashir Al Hashem, Kasherbo is part of the Rikpot. That's the epilogue, whatever you call it. It's a prologue and an epilogue. So that's not part of what they said, but that's a footnote of the Yedda. And Ibn Ezra says, no, that this is part of the Shira. That's why it's written Aliyah HaGabi Levena. It's part of the Shira, it's not the conclusion, and they sang it and so on. So it's decided, when we say the Shira every day in the davening, Rambam writes in Hilchot Shira that Pesukah Dezimra is really supposed to contain Shira Dovid Abdecha Mehalach and Shadech HaShem Forever. Supposed to be Pesukah Tehillah. So Oz Yoshi is not from is not from Tehillim.
So that's only a minute that you say Yad Yashir. Ramam says that some people have the minute, some people don't, some have the minute that you say Yad Yashir after Yishtabah, some have the minute that before Yishtabah, different from. It's not really part of the Kibbutzim. Where did the minute come from? Why should it be a minute to say? To have a Zeichel in Tiers and Tzayim every day. To be Maski in Tiers and Tzayim, so you mention Yad Yashir. The Chaytuni Achumish has a drasha, an egg in a drasha. By Yomu Leymar, by Davisham and Moshe Leymar, what does it mean Leymar? The Gemara says in Yuma, Leymar in Yisrael. Whatever says the word lema doesn't mean colon. And they said stay. Lema doesn't mean stay. So what is the word lema? Lema l'Yisrael, lema l'achem. So what does it mean by yom l'lema? Same thing, v'ido yankif ned l'lema. He knew he came in money. What do you mean lema? So the Medrash says lema l'dairu. So the Chasuni says that's what it means over here. V'yom l'lema l'dairu. They said oz yashir. They said ashir l'ashem. And they wanted us to say it also. That's why I'm in the that we say Yad Yashir every day, Leima B'chol Yom, Leima L'Dur, so we should say it every day. So that's the Shaila. When you get to the end of the Shira, meaning you can say the Shira until you say Kivos Para or not. So most of the Sidurim have printed Kivos Para. And the Goyin and others say that you don't say Kivos Para. So we don't follow the answer. We follow Rashi. But Kivos is not part of the Shira. The Shira is over there. Let's focus on Hashem Yim Lok Yom Vod. That's in fact why we say it twice, and we say Hashem. You say in Aramaic. What are you saying? Why? Why do we say twice to indicate that we have completed the Shira? Like at the end of Tehillim. We say the last part twice. Kolan Tamatal Kol Halakol. Kolan Tamatal Kol. That's the end. We get to the end, so we say twice. So we get to the end of the Shira. We say twice. Say twice at the end of the Shira. Not like Ibn Ezra. So that's why many have the practice that they use that kivos is par. What are you putting in a historical footnote? What do you need it for? Oh, the Asher Moshe Yisrael, you don't leave out that part of the pasuk. You don't start from Ashir Hashem Kizroi Gro. So the pasuk begins with Oz Yashir, but this kivos is, that's a separate pasuk. You're not mechuyav to say that.
What is the Shemiroth
right? To indicate that the Shira is over. So if it's over, so you should really be reading the next part, the Kivos is par. Introduction. You should know what they're talking about. After Kriyat Yamtu, the pastor says, "Vayasa Moshe Tisom Yamtu." Moshe forced them to leave. Rashi quotes from the Medrash. He see on Bal Korchom. Rashi says from the Medrash, they were so involved in taking all of these Sayam, they kept on taking and taking and taking. Moshe Rabbeinu says, let's go, gotta go, don't waste so much time taking. Go on the Mekosh, I don't know what's wrong. The Medrash one pleads with Moshe Rabbeinu, Dabra no biyaz mi ha'am, please, no, Moshe Makosh, please, have them take Jesus in Zion. So what's so bad if they take more? The Medrash one wanted to make sure that Avraham Avinu wouldn't have any complaints against him, that Bavodaminos and Kimbahem, and Achar Chen Yesu, because God loved him by him. So what's wrong with the business taking? Let him take more business from time. Why do they have to be mocked with them in the middle? So the Mephorish Man Rashi talks about this. In the Sege Laderach, he quotes several answers on it. So one answer he gives is, he quotes from others. One answer he gives is, that was business from time, this is business Hayam. These are two different things. The business Hayam is way more than business from time. Achar Chen Yesu, because God loved him, see us from time, was already. They were already Yosef that Avraham Avinu is not going to have any complaints. Time to go now. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was rushing them. I asked Moshe, let's go. You don't need so much business, I am. Enough. And then, Sage Ladera says, that's a nice interpretation, what they said. But he says, but the true interpretation appears in a different sefer where they quote from the Zohar, and he quotes the whole chunk from the Zohar, that he forced them to leave for a different reason. The Kossuth says, that came to the Yadvei. The Gemara understands whenever it says there, Herabi Esma. Zeh means something that you can point to that you can see. Like Zelachem Hatomei, the Moshe Rabbeinu showed them the Shrotzen. And the Hachodesh of Zelachem, Hachodesh Bochosh of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Levonim. And the Zeh Masi, Amidori, and this Kasha Moshe, the Mike, Amidori, and Herab Hachodesh Bochu, Amidori Shalei. The Evil to Zeh Kelim Abeyu, Rosh Hashiv Chalayam, Masha Lelo Yechestu, Mabuzim, and Mike, and Merakovo. What do you mean Hashiv Chalayam? What do you mean Hashiv Chalayam? So the Rambam quotes that paraphrase, Rosh Ishto Shalachetna. Means the women who had been shvachas who were just free. Doesn't mean that they took out the maids with them. And they left in time, they didn't take any maids with them. It means the Jewish women who used to be avodim and shvachas and Eretz, even the women, that's how the Rambam writes in one place. So, there was such a tremendous Jewish shechina So they didn't want to leave. They wanted to stay there. They were enjoying it. They wanted to stay and have more Gimishkina. So he forced them to leave. Vayasa Moshe Yisrael Miyamsu. And he forced them to go. So where did they go? So the Zohar continues. Vayetu Amidbar Shur. Shur is Lashon Re'ia. Ashirenu. Ashirenu. Erenu Volayata Ashirenu Volaykorah. Bilam says in his Zivu and Parshin Volach. Ashirenu means to see. So it says, Vayetu Amidbar Shur. They went to Amidbar to look. They were looking to see if they'll have a Marahan of Huah. We didn't have any Marahan of Huah. Then when they had something, and everything was bitter. Why was it bitter? Whatever they saw couldn't compare to the Gilishkina that they had there. That's pretty close to Mizrahi. Everything was bitter. There was nothing wrong. There was nothing wrong with the water. The water was normal water like anywhere else. But compared to the state of mind that they were in at the time of Kriyas Yamsu, that they had such Marahan of Huah, everything tasted bitter. So the Zohar had to do something. So he told Moshe Rabbeinu to straighten out the mess. So a new interpretation. That's what he said. He says that's the correct interpretation that appears in the Zohar. More, they were given some of the mitzvahs. Some of the chokhah mitzvahs were some mitzvahs. They were given mitzvahs mitzvahs. Why did the Zohar have to make anything out of Mora? What mitzvahs were they given? They were given several mitzvahs. Rashi, of course, they were given, the Torah Mimah says that the Rashi is a mitzvah. Rashi says paraduma. Because it says chok. Rashi understands chok means a paraduma. Mishpat means dinim. And they were given kibbut aviyen, because it says in Aperet Adibroi, it says kabbat yisadir v'shnach kashet tibisicho. Kashet tibisicho tomorrow. And then Shabbos was also given now. Right after, it says the morning came down, came on Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot to tell him the din. Apparently, Rashi said the din was given to Moshe Rabbeinu before. So apparently Shabbos was also given the mark. That's why some discuss where's the international dateline. And the Tshuva of the Kajet Lov on the international dateline, and there it's three, where he quotes one of the Mefarshim on the Kuzari. The Kuzari talks about the international date. The Kuzari says the same as the Balamar and Rav Hashanah, that it's 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. All of Hashanah say like that. That's what the Chazon Ish quotes. All of Hashanah say the same as the Balamar. But one of the Mefarshim on the Kuzari on the bottom of the page says, since the Din of Shabbos was given in Mora, so that's why Mora is the international day one. Why should Mora be the international? If anything, it should be 90 degrees east of Mora. So Mora would be the center of the world as far as Shabbos is concerned. What do you mean Mora? There were Jews traveling by Mora all the time. I mean, the international day one is somewhere in between Egypt and Eretz Yisrael. There were Jews traveling all the time between Egypt and Eretz Yisrael. They never switched the date. It has to be somewhere far off, either in America or in, actually somewhere where the Jews never traveled in the days of the Bais Rishon Bais Sheni. Otherwise you should stay in the Gemara. So when you go from Egypt to Eretz Yisrael, they switch the day. So obviously it's not going to be anywhere that part of the world. It's still in London. Some say it was in Mora, some say it was in Halush. How can it be? Some say Sinai, international date in Sinai. Because the Din of Shabbos were given in Sinai. How can it be? Jews always traveled over there. They never switched the day of the week. Still in London. So Rav Yankee Kamenetsky has a comment on this passage. Why did the Rabbanu Shalom have to give any Dinim in Mora? He's going to give Maimon HaSinai soon. What was the big rush to give now? He has an interesting comment. It says that they traveled 3 days. They also shloshes Yamim v'lamot v'mayim. I think Mora has his rush, v'lamot v'mayim, Maimon HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu, with the Nevi'im, Shevinei, made the Takonah, Shalayach HaShloshes Yamim v'lamot v'mayim. He's on the end of Peret Merubah. But that was the Takonah, Moshe Rabbeinu, that they should have Kriyat HaTorah every 2 days. On the Thursday Shabbos, they should have Kriyas HaTorah Shalayach HaShloshes Yamim v'lamot v'mayim. So the Rav Yankee Kamenetsky has an interesting comment. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to plead with Pharaoh to say that in the beginning of Shmos, we want to go for 3 days and worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they didn't do that at all. They went to HaSinai. Then they went away. Goodbye. But what did they do after 3 days? Nothing. They're going to go travel a trip for 3 days, then they're going to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what did they do? So he suggests in the Sefer that maybe that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do something in Mara. Because Mara was a 3-day trip, it says, after Vayel Cheshvash is coming by Midbar. It was a 3-day trip right after Kriyas Yamsu. Apparently Kriyas Yamsu is officially a Kriyas Yamsu. That's when they said goodbye. The other guys said goodbye to them and they drowned and they walked on their way, and then 3 days later they came to Mara. So the Baruch Shalom had to do some Avodas Hashem and Mara. So he gave them learning to do. He gave them Dinim and Shabbos and Paradum, and they should learn all these Dinim. There's a comment on that Rashi that he says Paradum, that that's a mitzvah. It doesn't say anywhere for Adumra, and it must have written, it was probably written Rashi Kibudav, Chafalot, it's Kibudav, and the printer didn't know what Chafalot was, but he made it into a Pei Aleph, and then the later printer put Pei Aleph as for Adumra. That's how it says to me. This is one of his famous tikkunim. Has a whole series in his autobiography. Has a whole one chapter that's called Kochavim Lo Tisin, when he collects all of the places in Tinder and Haggadah and everything that he thinks are misprints. And this is one of them. But this Rashi has it on Kol Shor. But in the Torah Shleimer, he thinks that it's not a misprint. So because some of the Rishonim had this gear in Rashi, they all had. All the Rishonim had this gear in Rashi. All the Bali Atayt, everybody had this gear in
Rashi.
Shabbos. In fact, the Gurari and the others discuss why Shabbos is referred to as Kof. Maramitrat, another Kof. Why does the word Kof imply Shabbos? And Mishpat implies this. The Gemara Taka doesn't say. The Gemara doesn't say. The Midrash and the Taka doesn't say. But they quote from Rashi. They discuss Rashi. They don't know exactly where Rashi got it from. But all the Rishonim had that Jewish in Rashi. The Gemara Sanhedrin discusses which dinner were given. So the Gemara says that Knossos were given. That the Seven mitzvahs v'nerech include the dinim, but that only applies to mum and not to knat. So they were given knat at this time, and then they were also given the dinim that you need a bezin of shloisha. That b'nei noyach, the bezin is mastik with eight echos, the dine echos. And a bezin of shloisha, you have to have a bezin of shloisha, and you have to have two echos. And perikat the mitzvahs, the Gemara discusses exactly what dinim were added on. If dinim applied to b'nei noyach, so what dinim were added on? The Gemara says the rest of the dinim of nezikin, of dinim mum. They told him that they shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos, and by going out to take them on, what would the Chilul Shabbos do? Are Yeti Yisrael come and say, now I'll be Mechal Shabbos? So there are different Shotim. The Gemara has a Machloek Yisakanang, whether Tchumen is their right or not their right. Sometimes Raim holds, Rebbe Kiva holds that Tchumen, Alpai Mam was in Yisrael their right, and that was the violation. Are Yeti Yisrael come and now I'll go, because the Mam was all good for Tchum. The Medrash says that the Tzadikim, Tzadikim had them on fall right on their doorstep, so that wouldn't be chutzpukum. And the Beit Hanim had to go a little further. The Rishon had to go far out, so the Rishon had to go chutzpukum. That's one shot. If you hold that kumin is lav deraisa, or if you hold kumin is deraisa, it's only yud beis nil. But then, well, it had to go yud beis nil in order to get the month. But then the Rashi says, no, al yetish mukam as a kale of the other, to meet the hoitzor. When you go pick up the month, what are you going to do? You have to carry it in a pot or a pan. Or you carry them on in your hand. So that's going to be an Isur Hoytzor of carrying. And others say, no, this Sfarno on Chumash has this wild interpretation. It says that it's kosher. I could go to Migdulo, kosher. But the Sulchemda has pages and pages on it. Rosbar, kosher. What's kosher? It didn't grow on the ground. Kosher only applies to the group on the ground. Pilek line has to be kosher. Others say that it's ma'amir. If you ma'as of something, mimachim gidulo. And the Gemara says it doesn't have to be dafka mimachim to do where a group in the ground. The Gemara says, I'm on the karnak milcha mi milcha so. They used to have ocean water, it's very salty. They used to have little ditches where the water from the ocean would come in, and it wouldn't be so much water, so when the sun would shine on the water, all of the water would evaporate, and then the salt would remain behind. So the one who collects together the salt, I'm on the kind of milcha milcha so it's machlekes abai berov and Shabbos afan gimel, whether that's an Easter of Emor. So some Rishonim say that that was the Easter of the year. If you'll collect them on, it will be an Easter Emor. There's an opinion of what the Easter was. But obviously there was some kind of an Easter malacha or rice involved in collecting them on. Actually comments on the Pasuk. It says when the people collecting them on, Erev Shabbos. Ayi ba'yam ha'shishi lach to lach mishnah shnei ha'am lach ba'yavor kol nesi hu'ed ba'yigid al Moshe. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, we found lach mishnah. What's going on today? Ba'yam ha'aleim, I forgot to tell you, the Baruch Shalom told me there's going to be Shabbos, going to be double month. You have to eat lach mishnah, and you have to eat shalom. I forgot all about it. That's what Rashi said. You got all about it. Who Asher Dibra Hashem? That's what the Rebbe Hashem told me to tell you. Yeah, tell me Lecha Mishnah. Very strange. Moshe Rabbeinu. You got to tell him. You got to tell him the Dibra of Shabbos. What was he so busy telling him the Dibra of the month? So much Hilchos month that he got to tell him the Dibra of Shabbos. Very strange. he quoted the name of the Baal Shem Tov, a different Shabbat. Moshe Rabbeinu told him to be the Mashab, but he didn't know, he knew that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, the Sheshit made Bereishis, and the Shabbat made Mashiach. We know Sunday through Friday, the Sheshit made Bereishis, Shabbat through Shabbat. But that's because we have a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the month didn't come down on Shabbat, that's how we know on Shabbat. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know which day is the beginning. When did he know? 7 days. But which day do you begin, which day do you end? So he didn't know. So what do you do when you don't know? So the Gemara says, that's what they quote from the Baal Shem Tov. The Gemara says, I'm half on Libor. So any of them, Moshe Shabbat, the guy's lost and he doesn't know what day of the week it is, so he should count 6 days. And then 7th day, he should not do Malach and he should say Kiddush and Hagar. Some say it's in the Rabbanim, some say it's in the right, and Machloik is Achreinu, whether that's in the right or in the Rabbanim, whatever. So the Baal Shem Tov says, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. He knew there's going to be a Din of Shabbat. He said, I'm not sure when Shabbat is going to be. Let's go like this, let's do it. The first 6 days we're going to do Malacha, and the 7th day is going to be the Shabbat. Then Friday came down Lecha Mishnah. So he said, hey, who Hashadiv Hashem? This is Taka the real Shabbat. Not some Amahat on Midbar. We don't know when Shabbat is. We have two good talking. We guessed the right day. Taka, this is the authentic, bona fide, real day. That's Taka Shabbat. That's how they quote the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov quote. So that's what he said. Who Hashadiv Hashem Shabbat and Shabbat Kadosh Hashem? It's Taka the right day. Morgan Avram quotes a minute that on Shabbos Bishalach you leave food for the birds, and he says you're not allowed to because it seems the same as on Hashem Alecho. So the Gemara says in Beit in the Shabbos you're not permitted to feed the Baalei Chaim, and other Achraim say no, that it is considered as on Hashem Alecho, because the reason why we feed the birds is based on the Medrash on this part of the truth. By Yamashi Yosem and Amril called Velomasto. What do you mean Velomasto? They didn't find. Why should they find? So the Medrash says that these two guys, Dothan Aviram, were wise guys. Moshe Rabbeinu says there's no man going to come down, so they knew the man wouldn't come down, but they wanted to show that he was wrong, so they left, they took some of their man, they went in the middle of the night when everybody was sleeping, like over here, there's a guy puts up posters at 3 o'clock in the middle of the night, so these two were Shigoyim, Dos Mavim, they went around, and they took their man on Friday night, and they hid it over there in the Chutzpah Machaneh, so then on Shabbos morning they're going to go out, and they're going to show that they brought in man to show that Moshe Rabbeinu was a liar. So what happened? The birds came and they ate up the mark. They're not going to go on the cafe of crust, so they shouldn't, no one should even have a hominid that Moshe Rabbeinu is alive. So in order to repay the debt of gratitude that we have to the birds, that they wanted to protect Moshe Rabbeinu's covenant, no one should think that they're liars. So that's why when we read on Shabbat B'Shalach, we read this story about that refers to, it alludes, B'lein Maso, it alludes to the fact that the birds ate up the mark. So we want to retain it. So some Achraim say, since that's the basis for the minig, it is called the same Allah. You have a debt of gratitude towards the birth, so you're permitted to feed the birth. So that's whether you do or you don't. The Magen Avraham says you shouldn't, and the others say that you're permitted to. That's what the minig is based on. Last week's Sedra, maybe I'll just close it with the last week's Sedra. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Yisrael they should bring a Kod Tefa. So it says that they listen. Hashem Tiva Tenet Moshe Rabbeinu. Then it says Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Yisrael they should take Bizas Mitzrayim. So it says that they did Bnei Yisrael also Tidvar Moshe. It doesn't say Hashem Tiva Tenet Moshe. So this Yushas Levi points out this discrepancy and explains that Kod Tefa is a Din L'Gayri. So therefore it can be properly labeled as a mitzvah. So that's why it can read Bnei Yisrael also Kasher Tiva Shemet Moshe. It's a mitzvah because any Russian mitzvah, Russian zeros meyado lebeir. That's how Rashi writes in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, and that's what the Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvah. That's a cloud. That it's only called a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah hanayis lebeir. But the Bezos Mitzvah, there was only a Haran Shor, so can't say Kasher Tiva Shemet Moshe. So it says Bnei Yisrael also Tidvar Moshe. And that's how the Yushas Levi explains another discrepancy, another Shinur Loshim in Parshas Boy. Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Matos quotes from the Sifrei, Zeh HaDavar Asher Tziva Hashem. Kol HaNevim V'Snabu V'Koy Amar Hashem. All the other Nevim use an expression. Koy Amar Hashem is approximately what the Ribbono Shel Olam says. Moshe Rabbeinu has a higher level of Nevuah. His Nevuah is Asakloya HaMeira. He had a dictation word for word, letter for letter. He doesn't say Koy Amar Hashem. He doesn't have a Chazoy. And he had Nevi Achma Hashem Amare Elov Esvada B'Chaloyin Ma'adar Abba Amare and they interpret it. Lo Kein Avdi Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu has a straight, direct dictation, word for word, letter for letter. Oisius and Nekudis, that's what it says in the Tanya quotes in the Kabbalah Smart. Moshe Rabbeinu is the rule of Oisius and Nekudis. So he says, Zeh HaDavar Asher Tziva Hashem. So the Kedusha Slavi, yes, but how come by Makas Kores it says Koy Amar Hashem? The Parshas Makas Kores introduced Koy Amar Hashem. ככה הצורת הלילה אני יוצא בסוף מצרים פרק י' א' פרסת דלת So the Kedusha Klevi says that the only time Moshe Rabbeinu had this, that's the glory Hamir, the higher level of Nevuah, is when he was telling all the dinim that are Luderus, when he's telling all the mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs. Whenever he says only a Dvar Nevuah, that's only Harashah, but he was also the lower Madrasa, didn't have enough for glory Hamir. The difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and the others is because in the high time that Moshe Rabbeinu had Torah and mitzvahs that are knowing Luderus, and the others didn't have, the others only had Nevuah. But Moshe Rabbeinu sometimes also only had Nevuah, and he had Nevuah, that is not for glory Shenemir, that's why Taka says Koyamar Hashem. If this is correct, that it only says Zehadov and only says Ashatib Hashem when it's a Din Lazarus, then you have a big kasha, Parashat Bishkalah, the Terek says Zion, the Prophet says Zion. It says Zehadavor, Ashatib Hashem. It says Zehadavor, it doesn't say Koyamar Hashem, and it says Ashatib Hashem. Need the mitzvah and the hex. Lift the many issues to the offer, I'm allowed to go. This time I shall send this for Sheba Halavikov. It was surely only Haru Asher. There's no man with there, but the man is going to fall off the lover. It's not one of the Tayyad Mitzvah. How can the Pasuk say, Zehadavor, how can the Pasuk say Shatib Asher? If you assume that the expression Zehadavor only applies in Ashatib Asher, only applies when you're dealing with a Nivuah that Moshe Rabbeinu has, but the glory of Hamira, which is not even there. Here Taka says, Kashav Tiva Hashem is Moshe, by Yanekehu, Lefehu Eidus V'Nishmer, she says Kashav Tiva, that's the Din Lazarus, she says V'Nishmer, that's the Din Lazarus, why the others don't count it, because there's nothing to do, it was already put aside, because there's nothing to do, the Mechafina talks about that, there's nothing to do, but here, there's no Din Lazarus at all, unless you'll say, the Rabban has a little bit like this, unless you'll say, that some of the Dinim that are Hayroshua had to fulfill a Din Lazarus, it is a din of dairus that when a guy gets married he has to support his wife and children. When you get married, you write mitzvah, not eflof ve'eker ve'ezim, I'm going to go get a job, I'm going to support my wife, I'm going to support my children. I'm not going to sit back and collect whatever. What do they do? The government do. Welfare. Food stamps and so on. The guy obligates himself to get a job and to earn money and to support his family. So maybe that's why it says Zeh Hadavar Shetziv Hashem is not. Zeh Hadavar Shetziv Hashem doesn't go on the mod angle. It goes on the panata angle. There is a din husband has to support his wife and his children. So there's a hayrasha of how to fulfill that din l'dayus. The hayrasha is take your money from the kailo. Sometimes you want people to learn in the kailo. How can it be? But when he got married, he said he's going to support his wife and his children. No, as a hayrasha, we all want people to learn the kailo forever, a couple of years. But he said as a hayrasha, the way you should support your wife and children is learn in the kailo, and we're going to pay you money. So maybe that's why it says Zehadar Shetiv Hashem as a Harashah form of fulfilling this mitzvah the Doris that everyone is needed to support his wife and his children. The Baruch Shalom says you don't have to take a job and earn money. Go get the oil and the Bible, go get the money. That'll be your fulfillment of supporting your wife. Okay. Oh, Sunday we're going to have a shiur at 11:30. Let me show you two of them. Why, 1.5 of them? Sure. No, next year.
Do you want to say okay with the river? Which time during the year you know?